Shalom Aleichem and Afrilich and Chanukah to everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful Chanukah. I'd like to discuss a Shaila that a number of people have asked about, not just this year, but previous years. And that is, what does one do, and is it appropriate to light the menorah in a non-house setting? And by that I mean one of two cases. It's not uncommon to attend an event, and often these events are outdoors. And it's called a Chanukah lighting ceremony, an outdoor Chanukah lighting. It could be for the purposes of outreach, of Kiruv. It could be a program or whatever it is. And there's a Chanukah in a plaza. There's a Chanukah menorah in a mall. There is a menorah in various different settings. And is it okay? And what is the propriety of lighting a menorah and making a bracha in that context? How about when one is going to a Chanukah party and a mesiba and the like, and it's in somebody's house, a grandparent's home, parent's home, cousin's home, uncles and aunts, whatever it is, and there are 10, 15, 20, 30 people there, and all of a sudden somebody gets up and makes a bracha on the menorah. So certainly if it's somebody's home, so that's understood and that's acceptable. But what about if such an event is taking place in a hall, a banquet hall? What about even at a wedding or a variety of other scenarios and situations where it's not your home? Of course, you're going to be headed back to your home, so you'll light at your house. But let's say you're not. Let's say you're in transit. Can one be yotze like that? And is it appropriate to light the menorah at a Chanukah party type of setting? So before addressing those questions, let's go back to the beginning and take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos and the Sugyos of Neros Chanukah, Daf Chaf Aleph, says, Mitzvahs Chanukah ner ish ubeso. And the Gemara is very careful when it writes that Mitzvahs ner Chanukah is ner ish ubeso. That means there are two conditions for the mitzvah of Chanukah and the menorah and the lighting and the mitzvah halakas neiros, and that it needs ish ubeso. There are two parts to this mitzvah. It's not just the chovas gavra. It's not just the mitzvah that an individual has. It's not like tefillin. It's not like tzitzis. It's not like dalet milim. That it's completely a mitzvah that's dependent upon a person and has nothing to do with a home. And it's not just a mitzvah that's dependent upon a house. It's not like the mitzvah of makeh, putting up a fence in a house. But here, mitzvahs Chanukah is ner ish ubeso. Both are critical components, the gavra and the chefza. There has to be a person living in this house. However, if there's a person without a house, or a house without a person, as we'll discuss, neither of those scenarios will be mechayev in the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. Discuss a few basic questions. The Rashi says, Maseches Sukkah, and later Achronim pointed to this Rashi, what about if somebody's on a train, a plane, on a boat? Any of those scenarios, the post can discuss whether or not those have the status of a home. Do they have the status of a bias? Does a ban, that's the train that the Maharsham refers to, the Aruch HaShulchan calls it the Mesilas HaBarzel, a sleeping car and a train, do those places have the category and the definition of a home? And that's what the post can grapple with when they decide whether or not a bracha on a menorah can be made. If you're in a sleeping car in a train, if you're on a plane in first class and you're lying down, or maybe even in economy, you're sitting there for 12 hours. What about in a boat? And in any of those scenarios, the post can include the Maharsham, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, all discuss and seem to indicate, based upon the Lashon of the Rambam, it's also Pnei Yeshua, that the Iker is a bias. There has to be a house. Thus, what seems critical to the mitzvah of menorah, and whether there's a mitzvah nechi of an obligation upon an individual that does not have a house, it seems to be quite clear that there needs to be a bias. More contemporary application, another application of this as well, is soldiers, Israeli soldiers in the army. So if they're out in the shatach, they're out in the field, or they're in the bunker, or maybe under a tent, whether or not they have a chiyuv of the mitzvah of menorah. Indeed, Rutsi Pesach Frank, Mikrei Kodesh, and Simon Yud Ches, in the third footnote there, discusses this shaila, and he indeed writes that their pater, a soldier, an Israeli soldier, who does not have a house, and who's sleeping under the stars, does not have a chiyuv in the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. However, he does seem to indicate that those soldiers that do have some sort of tent-like structure, She'ilo Nimtzayim Ba'oel Mekura, if there is an enclosed tent, those soldiers that have a tent and the tent protects them from the elements and the rain and the like, they could light the menorah. Aval elu hanimtzayim b'shuchos below kire haruach min hashavas sham einam abigeder bayis klal ve'ein lahalik sham. But if there's soldiers in a bunker sleeping under the stars, in any environment that a soldier does not have any sort of protection from the rain and the elements, would not be chayiv in the mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah. Indeed, that's the basis of the Psak, the Marsham, the Aruch HaShulchan, and other Gedol Yisrael over the generations regarding other forms of transportation. Thus, a bias is mandatory, a bias is necessary, mitzvahs Chanukah Ner Ish Ubeso. But let's say an opposite case, a person has a home, but you're not there. So yes, indeed, the Gemara does talk about, it's Pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to light if you have a home that has two entrances in both places, Mishum Chajda, because we're concerned that somebody will be suspect that you are not lighting your candles if you're always passing by the house from 2nd Avenue, and your house also opens to 1st Avenue, and if you're not lighting the entrance to 1st Avenue, all the passerbys there will never see you. So indeed, you do have a Chiyuv, but that's because you're there, you're living there. But let's say you own a home in New York and another home in Florida and another apartment in Yerushalayim and a home in the Caribbean. And to go to boot, you also have a place in Paris. So you have five different homes that you own, but you're going to be in Yerushalayim for Hanukkah. Do you have to light in Paris as well as in your home in New York and your home in Florida and in Yerushalayim? Is that necessary? So it's pashut that the only place that you have a chiyuv is where you are at that moment. The post can talk about if you're lighting in one place for the entire Chanukah and you're traveling for one night, you're not going to be in that home. Do you have a chiyuv? So it could be that there is a chiyuv, mishum chajda, you're not going to make a bracha. The pashut says that, and the minhag seems to be that people don't light regardless. But certainly it's clear that the mitzvah requires you to be in the house. Thus, what emerges is that the mitzvah of menorah and the chiyuv halakas neros exists when both conditions are there. There has to be mitzvahs Chanukah ner ish ubeso. There has to be a gavra in the home, in the chefza. And one without the other will not be mechayev and mechuyav in the mitzvah of neros Chanukah. So the first understanding of the mitzvah is that it needs a person living in the home. But we find that there's a minhag, and the minhag tells, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Chanukah, that not only is there a chiyuv on a person, a bias, but the minhag developed that we light menorah in a Beis HaKnesses. And the Rishonim basically give two reasons for that. Either it's because of Pirsumei Nisa, that it's an opportunity to be mefarsem the nes of Chanukah in a way that we never were able to, especially now in Chutz La'aretz, where we're not lighting the menorah outside. So here you have a forum where many people are coming together for Mincha, for Maariv, and they're all going to be together. Tens of people are going to be in Shul, and it's an opportunity to be Mefarsim Dines, even in Chutz La'aretz when we're not lighting Pesach Beso. So that's the basic reason, the first reason why we light, and the Minhag developed to light the Chanukah menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. The second reason the Rishonim give is because of Orchim, individuals who don't have homes. And again, you see from here that it's clear that you need a home, because if a homeless person can't just light outdoors, but an Oreach or somebody who's an Ani who doesn't have a home, so they'll go to Shul and they'll be Yotzi the mitzvah of Halakas Neros in Shul through that minug of lighting the Beis HaKnesses. Of course, if somebody has a home, they're not Yotzi with that Hadlaka in the Shul. But nonetheless, the Rishonim do posit that there's a second potential reason why the minug developed, and that's because of the Orchim guests who didn't have a home. Other Rishonim, whether this is a third reason or it's linked to the latter reason or the first reason, is just like the menorah was lit in the Mikdash, a Beis HaKnesses is considered to be a Mikdash Ma'at. And therefore, for that reason, we're imitating, mimicking, sort of commemorating what was. And Bezus Hashem, B'yam HaMehem B'zman HaZen, just like the Beis HaMikdash, there was a menorah, like the Mishkan, there was a menorah. So too, in our Mikdash Mat, in our shuls, we too light the menorah. That's the reason that just like in the Mikdash, the menorah is lit b'darom in the south, so too, we place the menorah in the south in the darom of the Beis HaKnesses. However, again, that seems to be a unique minhag dafka to Beis HaKnesses. So either it's a home, your home, that you're living in, or you light the menorah in the shul, per the minhag. Now, of course, that's the Gabbai's job, or one person is appointed to do that. But outside of these two contexts, it would seem that there is absolutely no chiyuv, and not only is there no chiyuv, but it would be inappropriate stam to light the menorah outdoors in a park, in a plaza, in a shopping mall, in a shopping center, or any of these like type of scenarios, it does not seem to be the right thing to do. It's not a bias, and it's not a basic nesses. Indeed, Gdol Yisrael, for the last several decades, have made this point very clear. Shlomo Zalman Orbach was a proponent, and an early proponent, that this was inappropriate to do. It's quoted in Sefer Halicha Shlomo, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Dalid, Ein mevarchim ad hadlakas neros Chanukah ba'asifos v'chadome. There is no lighting of the menorah on Chanukah gatherings. Dehol v'abracha shebebeis ha-kenesses hi atzma ena mikra ha-takana, havu delo lo sifalei. Since even the minog which developed to light the menorah in shuls and the bracha that's being made on it is not mi'ikra din, it's only a minog, havu delo lo sifalei, shouldn't add more to that. So therefore, kol kama that the ikar chiyuv of menorah is mitzvah chanukah ner ishu beis, so a person has a chiyuv on his home, just like you have a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah on your house, you have a chiyuv to light a menorah on your home, and that's it. There's a minhag for klal Yisrael to do so in the shul, and even that minhag is not mi'ikar hatakan of lakas neros, it's not midina de gemara. So therefore, havdulah lo sifalei, we're not going to add on to the mitzvah of halakas neros chanukah, and it should not take place in any of these asifos, in any of these gatherings, and any similar types of situations. And Tzitz Eliezer as well, in his Tshuvas, in Chelek Tezvav, Simon Lamed writes the very same thing, and very powerfully writes, Barur hadavar she'ein levarach, absolutely, positively not. There should be no lighting of the menorah, and certainly no bracha should be made on any of these Chanukah Mesibas gatherings, get-togethers. Upok chozi kamed yon nishbach bekesher le'aminak ha'laka bebeis ha'knesach. How much ink has been spilt discussing the propriety of making a bracha on the minug of lighting the menorah in shul? And many gedolim took the position that you shouldn't even light the menorah in shul with a bracha. And he quotes a number of tshuvas and lashonos of the Rishonim where you see that that was the case. Nonetheless, even though the consensus position of the mechaber, and that's what has become the minhag in klal Yisrael, is to light the menorah in shul with a bracha. However, it concludes that Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Tazvav, Simon Lamed, Al Kim Barur Upasha Tadaver, she'ein bekocheinu lahosif od ulahanig lahadlik ulavarach adlakas neiros Chanukah b'mesibos v'yesh limnoa zos. Just like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so to the Tzitz Eliezer is very clear. Pashut u'bar, he writes, that it's inappropriate to add on to the minhag Yisrael of lighting in batei knesios, certainly not to light and make a bracha on neiros Chanukah and mesibos. V'yesh limnoa zos, this should be stopped, and this behavior should not continue. V'hamivarech mivarech bracha levatala, v'hanimna yikabel schar laprisha. Somebody who makes such a bracha at these mesibos, at these parties, at these events, at these outdoor lightings, it's a bracha levatala. And somebody who takes the position that those should not recite the bracha, somebody who is strong and is monea others from doing this and making the bracha, yikabel schar laprisha, k'shem shemichabel schar ladrisha, kach mikabel schar laprisha. So this indeed was the position from Zalman Orbach, as well as the Tzitz Eliezer, and furthermore, other Gedol Yisrael from the previous generations took the same position. In his Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, the Klozenberg Rebbe, Nor Chaim Chelek Beis, the end of Simon Reish Pei Vav, says the very same thing. As does the Minchas Yitzchak in his Tshuvas, Chelek Vav, Simon Samachay, Sivkat and Gimel, Dain Weiss, also posits that's prohibited, that it's Usser. Similarly, Rav Ozan in his Tshuvas, Shevet Halevi, Chelek Dalet, Simon Samachay, also takes the position that at parties, outdoor lightings, indoor lightings, gatherings, get-togethers, mesibos, dafka to light the menorah because that's the thing to do, it should not be done. Contemporarily, in his Sefer, in the Kovetz Halachos of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, in Hilchos Chanukah, in the 15th chapter, Perek Chamishasar, Sif Yud Beis, he writes the same thing. Hamalikin Neros Chanukah b'Misibos Chanukah v'Kadoma Ein Lahem Lavarech HaHalaka. A bracha should not be made. So it doesn't say not to do so, but nonetheless, certainly a bracha should not be recited. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that there is one opinion that says that it can be made with a bracha at these parties and the like. And Rabbi Yamin Zilber's Tshuvas in the Oz Nidbru, in three different Tshuvas that he has, one in Chelek Vav, one in Chelek Yir Aleph, one in Chelek Hei, he takes the position that it is no different than lighting the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. And because the Ikar Takana of lighting the menorah and the minhag developed because of Pirsumei Nisa, why should lighting a menorah outdoors and a congregated event when Klal Yisrael is gathering together. L'holdus l'halal to be mefarsim the nes of Chanukah, why should that be any different? And therefore, anybody and any community that does do a outdoor lighting, l'shem Chanukah, l'shem pirsume nisa, or if there are mesibos and the like that take place in halls, or if there's a concert, and sometimes you'll hear about a concert that takes place and the menorah is lit, either it's not the right time, it is the right time, it's near a window, it's not near a window. Whatever the case may be, you'll at times see that somebody will get up and light the menorah. And certainly there is no makor. It's not a bias, it's not a beis hakneses. And as I just noted, the Gedol Yisrael of Ledoros and the poskim posited that it's prohibited, it's a bracha levatala, and you should be moneh from doing such a thing. Nonetheless, the Aznidru does posit that it should be seen as no different than lighting the menorah in the shul, and therefore he permits it. Some have suggested that in this context, coupled with the fact that if we're doing it for the sake of outreach, for the sake of chinuch, maybe an argument could be made as well that it's a teaching moment, it's a teachable lesson, and therefore would be the appropriate thing to do as well. It's a bit hard for me to understand, because if it's usser, it's usser. What type of chinuch are we giving by making a bracha if it's a bracha levatala? Nonetheless, the Aznidru does take the position that it could be permitted to do so based upon the fact that there is Pirsum Anes, but nonetheless, it is clear that the lion's share opinion of Gedolei Yisrael for generations of Gedolei HaPoskim was not to do so. The place to light a menorah is in a house, and as the minig extended to the Beis HaKnesses, but certainly at parties, at gatherings, at get-togethers, at mesibos, at concerts, indoors or outdoors and beyond, it should not be done. It's not the appropriate thing to do, and it has never been the accepted custom in Klal Yisrael to do so. Wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful Chanukah. We should be zochah to the oros of the Chanukah, to Nisim Bayami Mahim Bazman Hazeh, to Yeshuas V'Nechamos, and B'siyata D'Shmai. We should continue to be Mosif V'Holech, Malin B'Kodesh V'Ein Moridin, and to see the Or HaGanuz, the light that was Nivra, M'Sheshe Simei Hamaisa, continue to burn, and just like there were Nisim and Klal Yisrael were zochah to Nisim, we should be zochah to such Nisim Gluyim in our lives, in our times, for ourselves personally, for our families, and for all of Klal Yisrael.